I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. An exhibition at the Bruno David Gallery opens today. It features the work of the late St. Louis artist Bill Cohn. Please welcome gallery owner Bruno David. Hi, nice to meet you.
Thank you for having me here.
This exhibition, Monumental Paintings, that's a pretty apt description of his work.
Well, Bill was an amazing painter. He passed away in 2004, and he traveled around the world many times over and made a lot of paintings during his travel, drawings coming back to St. Louis every time. And some of paintings that he made, he felt that they needed to be extremely large. For example, we have right now at the gallery a painting of the Grand Canyon. And just the sheer size of it, he had to do it in a very large canvas. And the painting is more than 15 feet long. And actually, some of your viewers might have seen that painting before. It used to be hanging at the Duff restaurant.
Duff's, uh-huh.
And now it's at the gallery.
Did he not have a process of often when he'd do his work, he went through a process of first doing his subject small and then gradually increasing the size of it?
Yes. He used to do watercolors and small paintings and then bring everything back to St. Louis and then made the large paintings.
Mm-hmm. But boy, you said that one was 15 feet long.
Yes.
If you're looking at art as a commercial venture, selling work, is that more problematic when a work is that size because not everyone can showcase that in their living room?
No, but I mean, artists, you know, in the past and still today, they don't think in those terms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they see a painting that needs to be done. They're facing the white canvas, and the painting is calling for a large size.
You know, I'm looking at some of his some photographs of his work as we speak, mm-hmm. and the colors are amazing. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, the colors, well, the colors are the colors that he actually, he took notes of his colors. And so when he came back to St. Louis, he had very detailed notes of what he was looking at, used a photograph of it too. And they're very, they're meant to catch your eyes. Just like if you go to Machu Picchu, I mean, the scene is going to catch your eyes mm-hmm. no matter what. And so he wanted to transfer that into the canvas.
And he even did a series focusing here in Grand Center. And it's interesting. I'm looking at this one now, and it's so interesting because when I first saw this one, and this is Joe from the Grand Center series,
mm-hmm.
before knowing, seeing the title, or that was Grand, the lines made me think neon, made me think of neon signs, which is represents Grand Center, really.
That's right.
So
Grand
was I Center, picking up on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's purposely done. Mm-hmm. I mean, he, you know, not just the color, but the brightness and the very hard-edged shape of lines. That was Grand Center, you know, many, many years ago at night, and now it's back. Mm-hmm. And when you look at everything we have here in Grand Center during the day, not just at night, there's so many great exhibitions right now mm-hmm. at the Contemporary Museum, the Pulitzer, Craft Italians, the Sheldon Galleries.
And there's another version of this, the Joe, Masonic and Joe.
That's right.
And now this was painted back in 2004, but if it were painted today, I think it would have the building that we're sitting in right now in part of it.
That's right. It will probably stick out from the back. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
He always did two, three versions of the same scenery. Just, you know.
How would you describe his work? Impressionistic? Impressionism?
No, I will say it will be more the close to the pop art
pop
movement.
Art.
Yes.
Did he enjoy a lot of success while he was still alive?
He did. He practically sold every painting that he ever made. I do represent the estate with Pat Cohn, his wife. And, you know, the estate had really substantial paintings, but not as many as some other estate might have. So he was very successful. People love his work.
Yeah, and he meant a lot, didn't he, to the art scene in St. Louis, because he taught, I guess it was for over 30 years at Washington University. He was very involved in the development of young artists and things going on here.
Very involved. That's why I keep doing exhibition with his work, because I know that younger artists always come and enjoy his work.
Mm-hmm. What can you tell me about Bill Cohn, the man, his history? Did he grow up in St. Louis? When did he start his career? Was he always here?
No, he was not always here, but he spent most of his life in St. Louis. He taught, like you said, at WashU, but he did more than teaching at WashU. He got involved in so many different departments, not just the art department. Music, theaters, writings. He was a man of many, many, many talents, or a kind of Renaissance type of artist.
And he seems to have been very prolific.
He was. He worked all the time. I mean, there's another artist like him in St. Louis, Leslie Lasky, who's 93 years old, and he goes to the studio every day. And just like Leslie, Bill went to the studio every single day. He never missed the studio. He never wanted to miss the studio.
Not all artists are like that, are they?
No.
Because some are more that artistic temperament, right?
Very, very. No. There's not too many like these guys. They had a work ethic that was amazing. Mm-hmm. And some of them, some young people do, but not all of them.
And wasn't he involved in some of his work in sort of like multimedia exhibits?
Yes, he did a lot of work with video and contemporary music with Washington University and Webster University. He just tried to touch everybody. And so if he had to create a video or create some music with a couple of people, you know, to reach a new mind to look at his work, he will do it.
Mm-hmm. And just briefly, how do you think his work speaks to people? Why do people enjoy it?
I think it transplants them to a place that they might not have been. And I think that's, you know, we always kind of seek out these kind of things.
Well, this current exhibit that you have up, it opened today, or it opens this evening, I guess, mm-hmm. With a reception beginning at 6 o'clock. How many pieces are involved in this?
There's five large paintings.
Just five?
Just five. They're very large. You know, one of them, it's 15 feet, so it takes one wall. The two Grand Center pieces are on one wall next to each other. And then there's a painting from India. And then there's another painting that he did in more like a building.
Uh-huh. Can you find his work around town, other places?
It's in many, many, many places, yes. Museums, a private collection, corporations.
Mm-hmm. Let's remind people that the Bruno David Gallery presents Bill Cohn Monumental Painting. It opens this evening, or I guess it opened this morning. Am I a little confused?
The preview is tonight. The opening reception is tonight from 6 to 9, yes.
At the Bruno David mm-hmm. Gallery, that's at 3721 Washington. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org. We'll have a link to the Bruno David Gallery. And Bill Cohn, it's you really just have to see it. It's very moving and impressive.
It's a spectacular paintings.
We've been talking to Bruno David. This is St. Louis Public Radio. And tell me what else you have down at your gallery. I know you have a couple of other artists up now, too.
Well, in the project room, in the back of the gallery, there's a room we call project room. We show Buzz Spector and John Hall. In the front room, we're showing the work of Jill Donnan, small works by Jill Donnan, who's also showing at the Contemporary Art Museum right now.
Right, and she'd been there before, a couple of years ago, I think.
That's right, right. Yeah. She's been showing with me for many years. Yeah.
How often do different shows go up at your gallery?
Usually every 4 weeks. I do a show every 4 weeks, 4 or 5 weeks. It depends. It depends on the schedule. It depends when the Pulitzer is going to open a new show, or when the Contemporary opens a new show.
Oh, really?
Well, I try to if I have an opening reception, I want to open in the same night as the Contemporary open mm-hmm. or the Pulitzer open.
You were here before those two, were you not? before the Pulitzer and the Contemporary?
Oh, no, no. I came third. Yeah, what? The Pulitzer came first, then the Contemporary Museum, and then I came after. Opened in 2005.
2005.
Yeah.
So you've seen some change in Grand Center. It's continued to develop and expand and improve.
Oh, I've seen great deal of changes, and it's the great changes. It's fantastic.
What was it like when you first moved in, and did you think that this was really the place, or were you hedging your bet?
Well, I mean, I knew. I mean, after meeting Mrs. Pulitzer and Vince Schimmel, I mean, I knew. I mean, these two individuals, they were very driven to do something with this location and not just being a night, you know, a place where people go to the Fox and then rush back home.
I remember those days.
Yeah, me too. And now, you know, during the day, I mean, I have a blog on the gallery. I send newsletters. And we have so many exhibitions, and I keep listing them because there's nothing like that in St. Louis. I mean, we reach a critical mass in Grand Center when it comes to the arts that cannot be duplicated anywhere else. You have that in New York City with a neighbor named Chelsea, where you have tons of galleries. But in St. Louis, we do have it. If you come here during the day, I guarantee you, you're going to spend at least 3 hours looking at art. And not do anything else.
And probably going
to
get...
Then you can go to the Fox in the evening.
And then don't rush home. Go out after that.
That's right. We don't want you to rush home.
That's Bruno David, the owner of Bruno David Gallery. Bill Cohn, Monumental Painting. That exhibition opens today and runs through...
October 26th.
October 26th. Mm-hmm. Bruno David, nice meeting you. Thanks for joining us today.
You are welcome. Thank you very much for having us.
Next week on Cityscape, we're going to talk about a new exhibition at the World Chess Hall of Fame examining the role of the Queen in chess, fashion, and in life. And join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air when he'll talk about the situation in Washington with 1st District Congressman Lacey Clay. Then he'll talk to Jeffrey Stout about using grassroots organizing, democratic principles, and religious ideas and institutions to improve social welfare. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer with assistance from Aaron Dorr, Jeremy Bailey, and Kristen Torres. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council Estate Agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter. Thanks for listening, and join us next week.